every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Good evening and welcome aboard to another edition of Sports Overnight America. Cross country and around the globe here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell along the way as we talk the world of sports on a momentous Thursday into a football Friday, right? I mean, we got some NFL football, but we have three elimination games going on this day and night in Major League Baseball. Detroit and Cleveland, the Tigers and Guardians kicked it off. I'll give you a little take on that coming up. We get the Padres and the Cubs at Wrigley Field, a series tied at one, elimination game, and tonight, not to be outdone, and certainly a great rivalry, the New York Yankees, the Pinstripers, and the Boston Red Sox, the Carmine Hoes, two rookies, Connelly early for Boston, kid that went to West Point, went to Army, and then the University of Virginia. He's made, a handful of starts as a rookie, Connelly Early. Now, if we had told you back in March that Connelly Early, who has a little bit of rookie ball in his history, drafted by the Red Sox back in the, I want to say, seventh overall in the fifth round, 2023, would be going up against Cam Schlitter. He is from Walpole, Massachusetts. A Boston fan, Red Sox fan growing up, Northeastern University right there along Huntington Avenue in Boston, and he's going for the Yankees. Can't make it up. Exciting stuff. We look forward to it, and we will dive into it. Jeff Rotimer, very pumped up, and hopefully for two segments. All right, Yankee fan, I'm a Sox fan. We could have a little bit of tension in these two segments, but we'll see. He and a buddy, Dave Brown, penned a beautiful book. We had him on Friday, the 13th of September, a year ago. That's a bad omen for him, not me. But Rotimer and Brown authored the book Shadows of Glory, Memorable and Offbeat World Series Stories, 18 stories, postseason, 2016, Indians, now the Guardians, Cubs, when the Cubs broke the curse of the Bambino, the Red Sox certainly in there, Babe Ruth certainly in there, all sorts of great little nuggets about the World Series, the Fall Classic. So we look forward to that with Jeff Rotimer. He's coming up. He is on the on-deck circle. He's ready to go. I am Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America. We're glad you've taken time out of your busy day and life to listen. We hope to entertain you here for the next hour here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away. Coming right back.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a momentous Major League Baseball playoff day. Three elimination games. I will not spoil it for Tiger Guardian fans just yet, maybe later in the show, but we got Cubs, Padres in the middle, and then we got Yankees, Red Sox to bring the curtain down on the three games today, all elimination games. Jeff Rodheimer, he is in here. He and his colleague Dave Brown wrote an outstanding book, Shadows of Glory, Memorable and Offbeat World Series Stories. We had you on, Jeffrey, just a year ago on Friday the 13th, and my people out in San Francisco tell me you're a Yankee fan. I'm a Red Sox fan, so we might have a little friction here. All kidding aside, Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm doing great. You guys have a good memory that you remember back to last October, but it's great to be on. And yeah, if you're in the area where I live, 8 o'clock is your start time for probably 3 hours plus of tension and ulcers and mini strokes.
Jeff, are you in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area?
Exactly. I'm in New Jersey and been a Yankee fan my whole life.
Well, there you go. I'm from New England originally, love of the Red Sox, so we'll save that for a minute. Jeff, let's talk about the book here, because I do want to get you to weigh in on Yankees, Red Sox, and just three elimination games, and I don't think this has ever happened in baseball, and the Yankees are trotting out a rookie from the Boston area tonight. Red Sox are going to walk out Connelly early, who went to West Point and then the University of Virginia. Between these guys, they don't have a lot of starts, and maybe they're too young and numb to really realize the stakes, because the stakes are really high. But let's get into the book. Give me the genesis of it. Where did it start with you and Dave to put this great book together? Let me hear.
Yeah, Dave and I go back to the 70s. We were in college together. We were fraternity brothers, and, you know, fast-forwarding 20 years or so, Dave started pursuing a passion for writing, and his first few books were sports oriented. They were baseball books, and they came out of some baseball trivia stuff that he had been writing ever since college, and that was his first book. And he had Mitch Williams as sort of his co-writer, front cover guy, and then he did a trivia book with Jim McMahon of the Bears, and did some other stuff as well. And then he came back around in 2020, just before the pandemic hit, and he said, you know, his last book had been a true crime book, and he had asked me about what I thought of an idea of a World Series book with these offbeat story themes, and he pitched a couple of chapter ideas to me, and I thought it was great. And then after a few more months, he came back and surprised me by asking me if I wanted to co-write it with him. And at the time, it just wasn't the right time for me, but things changed over the next 6 months, and the pandemic was in full thrust, and I had time on my hands, and Dave had just really been starting with the writing of it with another guy who eventually bowed out, and that's how I got involved. It started with me just editing and just polishing up some of his initial drafts on some chapter ideas that we had talked about, and then got into the full throes of the discussion of, you know, what else could we do? What would make sense and what fits the theme, and where are we going to get these stories? And then it went from there.
That's a wonderful one, a wonderful compilation. You know, Jeff, I got to tell you, I'm having a throwback feeling. You know, with these three games today, these afternoon games, takes me back to my halcyon days of youth when we snuck radios into school. Okay, I'm aging myself, but we used to sneak transistor radios into school and listen to baseball, and most in particular the World Series. But those days are gone. You're just not gonna have those days anymore. So, you know, not to get off beat here, but the World Series is such a, you know, I get the Super Bowl, I get the NBA Finals, March Madness, but the World Series, I don't know what it is about October. Football is well underway, but the World Series has a special place in our sporting mindset, does it not? Our sporting psyche. Let me hear about that.
I think it really does. I mean, it's got a hold on people that other sports don't necessarily have. And I would differentiate it from football, where you have just an incredibly huge and national fan base, where baseball is still to some degree a regional and local sport. But it's the only sport that really has strong roots in history and statistics. And, you know, they always say, well, you know how many home runs Hank Aaron hit, but do you know how many yards Dan Marino threw for? It's the statistics, it's the history, I think probably you can talk to people about the first time they ever went to a baseball game, a major league game, and they'll talk about what it felt like to walk into Fenway Park or what it felt like to walk into Wrigley or Yankee Stadium and what they saw, and they can still remember it. And I don't know that you get that same thing when you talk about the first hockey game that you went to or the first NBA game that you went to, but it's sure there when you talk about baseball.
Yeah, we all remember home runs. We remember the Fisk home run. When you were putting this book together and you whittled it down to 18, you could have had 180 moments, but you went for some offbeat stuff. Give us a couple here, because we got to get a break here in about 5 or 6 minutes, and we'll come back and we'll do another full segment with you. But there's so much to be written about. You guys, though, found a niche with some of the offbeat stuff, did you not? Let me hear.
Yeah, and we really decided that we could not just recycle stories about Carlton Fisk and maybe Bill Mazeroski hitting a home run to win the 60 World Series, because those stories were so well covered and even still are pretty well known, and we weren't going to tell people stuff that they had not heard about before. So we had a couple of ideas right out of the chute that really fit the theme, and the idea of getting these either underreported or maybe long forgotten or just curious or odd kind of weird stories that people might not be aware of. And there were stories like, you know, Tom Browning disappearing from, you know, game two of the 1990 World Series with the Reds against the A's, because his wife went into labor. He decides that he's going to take her to the hospital himself, and he leaves the story in the stadium in full uniform, takes his wife to the hospital, and Lou Piniella, the manager of the Reds, is looking for him around the eighth inning because he's thinking, if it goes into extra innings, I'm going to have to use Tom Browning, even though he's supposed to start game three. But they can't find him. And the bullpen coach doesn't know where he is. The pitching coach doesn't know where he is. There's no cell phone to call him on. And so they get to the radio booth and they tell him to put out a notification on the air to tell anybody listening to let Tom Browning know that they need him back at the stadium. And then the national TV crew in the booth next door gets wind of this. They pick up on the story. And I think it was Tim McCarver who actually put an announcement out on the air that we're looking for Tom Browning. And Tom, if you're out there, please come back.
That is unbelievable. I'm going to throw a name at you because you're a Yankee guy. But where else would we read or hear in our life, in our history of the World Series, but a Brian Doyle? People go, well, Brian Doyle Murray, you mean Caddyshack. No. Not Brian Doyle, some writer. But Brian Doyle, he had a brother, Denny Doyle, but he's 71 years old right now, but he was a hero of the 78 World Series, was he not?
He was, and that really I mean, he had literally the best week of his entire professional career in the World Series. He was a late fill-in for Willie Randolph, who had gotten hurt just before the beginning of the playoffs. And in those years, of course, it was just one round of playoffs to get to the World Series. And so they put him in as a sub at second base. And he had probably just about as many hits in that week for the Yankees against the Dodgers that year as he had in his whole career. And he had like a .430 batting average in the World Series. He had seven hits, a bunch of RBIs, a bunch of key hits. And if it wasn't for Bucky Dent, your pal Bucky Dent, having such a great World Series of his own on the heels of the Bucky Dent home run up at Fenway in the playoff game, Brian Doyle would have been the MVP. And after he finished up with the Yankees that year, he only played like 26 games in the rest of his career. He was done. The guy was a lifetime hitter. I think he hit like 190. So he was kind of the ideal for this book in terms of a guy that you would never expect to come onto the stage. He has his moment of fame, and just like that, he was gone. But yeah, for that week and a half, he was really something.
Unbelievable.
Jeff Rodheimer. And Brian Doyle ended up on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And I'm telling you, to this day, he lives in Kentucky, and he invites friends over and says, "There I am on the cover of the Sports Illustrated." They said, "Where'd you get that picture taken? The Kentucky State Fair?" But he did end up on the cover of Best Buy. You stay right there, Jeff Rodheimer. We're coming back. We got a lot of real estate to cover. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a momentous, wonderful early fall Thursday into a Friday, as we got three elimination games, and very timely, Jeff Rodheimer, who along with Dave Brown penned the wonderful book on Major League Baseball's offbeat World Series stories, all part of Shadows of Glory. You know, I want to bring up 2016 because I think it's poignant on this day. And I was lucky enough to be a Progressive the night that the Cubs ended the curse of the Billy Goat. But boy, it was not without drama, including a Game 7 rain delay before the Cubs finally sealed it, and a home run, ironically, by Rajai Davis, who now works in Major League Baseball's front office. He's from Norwich, Connecticut. He played for a bunch of teams, but he had a home run off Adrolis Chapman, who happens to be the red-hot Red Sox closer right now. You know, there's just so many of these. And, you know, you can make a year, but you can certainly make a career in the World Series, can you not?
Yeah, and that World Series is really is one of those. And I remember Chapman got traded away from the Yankees. The Yankees were doing a dump, and they were going to retool for the next year. And they packaged up Chapman, and he went to the Cubs, and Madden rode Chapman's back all the way into the final game of the World Series. And you're right, Rajai Davis hit that home run, and it looked like the Indians might figure out a way to hold on and get Game 7 at home. And then there was that little rain delay, and then Hayward of the Cubs rallies his team in the locker room during the rain delay. And Hayward was kind of a semi-known guy. I mean, he wasn't, you know, an obscure player, but he wasn't a star. He wasn't a guy that everybody thought of as the face of the Cubs or anything, but it was apparently a speech that he gave that was real short and sweet that got those guys focused, and they came back out. They took care of business, and, you know, they won Game 7. You know, they came back from 3-1, had to win the last two games in Cleveland. And, you know, that was Hayward's claim to fame. There's nothing in his career that outshines that moment. There's no way.
You can find the book, folks, Shadows of Glory, Memorable and Offbeat World Series Stories. It's by Lions Press. Mark Teixeira was kind enough to do the foreword. It really is a great read. All right, I got to get a couple things here that I see in the notes here, and I love that. Now, wait a second. Shoe polish played a role in two different World Series? I got to hear this. I got to hear this. So go ahead. The stage is yours.
Yeah, and it happened to two guys whose names were Jones, and it happened 12 years apart. In 57, the Yankees are playing the Braves, and the Yankees were up in the series, and they were playing Game 4 in Milwaukee, and it was kind of a must-win for the Braves. They had to win that game because otherwise they'd have to go back to Yankee Stadium at some point down, if they even got back to New York at all. And late in the game, Elston Howard had hit a three-run home run, I think, in the top of the ninth, tie the game. And when it went into extra innings, the Braves put this guy, Nippy Jones, who was a journeyman player at best and been almost out of baseball a couple of times with injuries, a bad back, and he goes up to the plate and he gets hit by a pitch, but the umpire didn't see it. And when the manager for the Braves came out with the ball and showed him the shoe polish on the ball, they awarded him first base. And for fans that don't go back that far, it may be a surprise to know that there was no instant replay. Umpires never changed their mind. I mean, they were the final judge and jury, and they made the decision in that case to reverse their call and give Jones first base. A pinch runner was put in. There was a double, and then Eddie Matthews hits a walk-off home run to win the game, turns the series around, and the Braves end up winning it in seven games. And then in 69, the Mets are playing the heavily favored Orioles at Shea Stadium in Game 5. They're up 3-1. And late in the game, I think it was the sixth inning, Cleon Jones gets hit in the foot. But the umpire didn't see it and told Jones to stay where he was. And then Gil Hodges came running out of the dugout with a ball with shoe polish on it. Now, there's some speculation as to whether that was the ball, and that maybe there was another ball in the dugout somewhere, and we'll never know. Gil Hodges has left us many years now. But he went out there and the umpire sent Jones down to first base. The next guy up, Don Clendenin, hits a two-run home run, closes the gap now to 3-2 in the seventh and eighth inning. The Mets score again, and they end up winning the series in five games. Two events, 12 years apart, same last name, shoe polish. And I've never seen anything in any other game where shoe polish played a role, not a regular season game or another playoff game. It just happened to be in those two World Series games.
Yeah, and Jeff Roadheimer's with us, and they don't use shoe polish anymore. I mean, they really don't. I mean, I don't think they do. Do they? I don't think. You know, back in those days, those were those leather metal spikes, and yeah, you shine your shoes as part of probably a directive from the team. You're playing on a big stage, even during a regular season. Keep your shoes shined. Who knew, right?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I don't look at people's feet, but I have a feeling that you're right about that. The shoes they wore now are probably not. They're definitely not the leather things that they were wearing back in the 70s and 60s. That's for sure.
No doubt about it. Hey, I got this one too. Who was the pitcher that no one really knew about and carried a no-hitter into the ninth inning of a World Series game? I am dying to hear the answer to this.
You can't write a story about the World Series without bumping into a lot of Yankee stories, but this actually was a Yankee story with a guy that was really not very well known at all. He was, I don't even know if he was a 500 pitcher in his career, but he gets the start in the 47 World Series against the Dodgers, and he's walking the house. I mean, he's winning the game. I think it was 2-1 going into the ninth inning. He's walked, I think, nine guys at that point. But Casey Stengel keeps him in the game, and the Dodgers put in this pinch hitter, Cookie Lavaggetto, who with two on doubles to left field, breaks up the no hitter, breaks up the game for Bevins, and the Dodgers win the game. Now they lost the series, but that was as close as anybody had come. 8 2/3 innings without giving up a hit, and up until then. And then until 1955, nobody had ever thrown a no-hitter in the World Series. But it was the walks that killed him. And the interesting thing is that, you know, Lavaggetto and Bill Bevins and this guy Al Gianfrido, who was in that game but made a famous catch of a Joe DiMaggio ball hit deep into left field during the series. And there's an iconic photograph of DiMaggio kicking the dirt when he sees that Gianfrido's caught the ball. None of those guys ever played in the majors again. And that was their moment. And after that, that was it. They were gone.
It's unbelievable. But, yeah, very true. All right. It's a great book, but I got to now. I just got to do it. Here we go. How do you see it tonight? Here we go, Mr. Roadheimer. I think the Yankees have a very decided edge. I really do. 50-31 at Yankee Stadium. The Red Sox let him off the hook last night. Duran has to find a way to catch the ball, and they should have never given Judge a single. That being said, how do you see
I
it?
Agree
try
with
to
that.
Be objective. Try to be objective. Let me hear. Give me a breakdown.
I got to say, I don't know much about Early, but he's left-handed. Left-handers give the Yankees problems, and I see he's got a ton of strikeouts in the short number of innings that he's pitched. I don't know how long he's going to stay in the game. I think that's one big factor. The kid for the Yankees, Slater, came up in midseason because they had so many injuries to their pitching staff, and he really turned out to be a find. And over the last 2 months, he's really been just about lights out. I think he's only had one bad outing in his last 8 or 9 outings, and he's got an ERA under 3, and he throws the ball around 100 miles an hour on just about every pitch. If the Yankees can get 6 innings out of him, and they can find a way to scratch a few runs off against Early or whoever comes after him, I don't think Early's going to be in the game that long. I think the Yankees have a good shot, but the Yankee bullpen scares me. I don't want to see Chapman in the ninth inning, especially the new Chapman that doesn't walk people like he did when he was with the Yankees. That would be a bad sign. If we see Chapman in the game in the ninth, that's not going to be a good sign for the Yankees. I like the fact that they're at home. I like them. I like their chances. But, you know, Boston handled the Yankees pretty well this year. I mean, that's no secret. So, to me, it's a flip of the coin. I don't bet on baseball. It's because of games like this.
Yeah, exactly. And, 15 matchups this year, 10 to Boston, 5 to the Yankees. But none bigger than tonight. Jeff Rodheimer, congratulations on the book. We will continue to promote Shadows of Glory. This is a great time of year for people who still love to read and read the offbeat moments in the World Series. There's a million books about the 86 Red Sox and Mets and the Reds and the Red Sox and all the Yankee dominant years. But this other stuff is so quirky and so good, but yet no less significant moments in our Fall Classic. Jeff, great job out of you. Let's talk every time this year if we can. Thank you so much for coming on.
Marty, I loved it. And anybody that wants to learn more about our book can go to shadowsofglorybook.com, and you can find more about it. And then you can go right to Amazon through the link there and pick up a copy if it looks good to you. Thanks again.
Sounds good. Appreciate you. Jeff Rodheimer. Very good. Yes. So there you go. Shadowsofglorybook.com. Shadowsofglorybook.com or books.com. There was a battle in war called Shadows of Glory. There's a movie, Shadows of Glory. Don't mistake it for a great book. All right. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight America. I can now break the lid off of it. 1-1 Tigers and Guardians, fifth inning. When you're hearing this on the overnight, this game will be a final. There's all sorts of lot of goodies, and they've gone to the bullpen. Taccone started, Heron, Cantillo, they'll get to more. Flaherty was going through the first five for Detroit, so they're trying to stretch out their starting pitching, give their bullpen with Will Vest and company a little bit of rest. Rest for Vest. All right, good job. I want to thank Bailey Peck. Outstanding work today. Coming back with a little frenetic baseball, football, and then a two-minute drill to take you to the top of the hour here on a Thursday into a Friday on Sports Overnight America.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. team up with them today.
All right, we're counting down to first pitch, and it's going to love it. Yeah, I like going down memory lane. There was a time, afternoon baseball, right, when we were in grade school, middle school, and now in a high school, and afternoon games. I'd have to look, unless somebody knows 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. When did they stop playing day games in the World Series? It's been a long time. I mean, television now controls everything. I mean, let's be perfectly frank with you. We all know that anyways. But yeah, it was sneak a radio into school or get multiple hall passes or bathroom passes and get scores. But it was, you know, I mean, this is the internet changes everything. I can't imagine, are you ready for this? Try to imagine being a school teacher today with kids in their phones. Now, I have a 14-year-old daughter who's in eighth grade, and I've been dying to ask her, like, I think they have to turn their phones in. I don't think they can bring them to, I don't think they can bring them to class. But man, oh man, I was of the ilk where I would have snuck the phone in there. Or like I said, I'd say, I drank a lot of water this morning. I need to go to the bathroom again. Because you want to find out. When you're a sports fan and it's your team, us Red Sox fans, we were cuckoo. All right, so two rookies. Cam Schlitter, Walpole, Massachusetts, 24 years old. Northeastern University, the Huskies, hockey school, a school which is, how do I describe Northeastern? It's a school where the students, I think all of them have to go out and get internships after like their freshman and sophomore year. I think they have to get internships. It's a commuter school in that it's on the MBTA, the Mass Bay Transit Authority, the MBTA, better known as the T in Boston, Huntington Avenue. The only other claim to fame with Huntington Avenue is the Boston Herald, the rag of all rags, with Howie Carr and these other hack writers writing for the Herald. It's a tabloid, and it's a paper. It's been awful for years. It's amazing. The Boston Herald still exists today. I mean, the Boston Globe is it's a one-paper town. The Herald, you use the Herald to line your birdcage. You use the Herald to wrap fish. You don't read the Boston Herald. It's garbage. Anyways, I digress. So Schlitter grew up in Walpole, Massachusetts. Now, I think the baseball gods are working for us Red Sox fans, us in Red Sox Nation. The Red Sox have had a lot of managers, but they had one who had a very good baseball name, Joe Morgan. Joe Morgan. Now you say, wait a sec, Joe Morgan, hey, he's from Danville, California. He was part of the Big Red Machine. He finished up with the A's. He was on ESPN. He's only passed away in the last two or three years. Joe Morgan. No. This is Joe Morgan, the Red Sox manager. This is Joe Morgan, the Red Sox manager, who in the offseason, he plowed highways. He plowed the Massachusetts Turnpike while managing the Red Sox. He was an odd duck, but he was a great manager. They loved him. He also coined the 6-2 and even phrase from the movie Maltese Falcon. If you were interviewing Joe Morgan and you concluded the interview and you'd say, well, thank you, Skipper. I appreciate you. And he'd say, thank you, 6-2 and even. he was an odd duck. But I bring his name up. Why?
Why do I bring up Joe Morgan, the manager? Walpole, Massachusetts, near Foxborough. You say, okay, well, whoop-de-doo. So the Yankee starter tonight's from Walpole, Mass. It's where Joe Morgan was from. You see what I'm doing here? I'm reading the tea leaves. I'm into baseball conspiracy theories. I loved Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. I'm in Iowa right now. Okay? Baseball is mystical. You look for these things not after the fact. You look at these things beforehand. Right? I mean, we just had Jeff Rodheimer on, who wrote a book about quirky World Series baseball postseason. And the last time we talked to him was Friday, September 13th. Okay? I'm just saying. I got the mystical things working on my behalf today. Now we have on the other side of the coin. So good luck to Cam Schlider. Good luck to him tonight, but not too much good luck. He's capable, but I think the Red Sox will get to him. Now let's get to Connolly, Todd, McNeil, Early. Guys got four names. Now, I've known a lot of guys that have had, I have a sister who has two middle names. Marcia, Janelle, Elizabeth. I know other people that have, they just have two middle names. This cat does too. Connolly, Todd, McNeil, Early. 6'3", lefty. He is from Midlothian, Virginia. And the Red Sox got him 7th pick in the 5th round, 151 overall in the first year player drafted 2023. He went to West Point. He went to Army West Point 2021. Then he transferred to the University of Virginia. He has no real solid baseball resume other than his college and high school years. That's it. And he's pitching game 3 tonight, and yet you heard our guest say, Jeff Rodan said it, in that he brings the heat, he brings the gas, and he's left-handed. He is the port sider, and he could be very problematic. And you say, well, hold the phone here. You're telling me you're putting this guy into a game. Basically, it's a game 7, but it's a game 3. It's an elimination game. And here's what I say to you. Yeah, because the Yankees aren't going to have much on him. They're not going to have much history to look at. They're going to look at some film. They're going to look at some, see if they can, if they can surmount or glean some tendencies. And yeah, nerves could be a factor for sure. And Cam, I mean, he hasn't got that many starts under his belt. Combined, I think these guys have had 15 appearances. I mean, Cam started the year at Scranton Wilkes-Barre, and prior last year he was with Somerset, the Patriots. Oh, wait a sec, another little mystical thing. He pitched where? He pitches for the Somerset, New Jersey Patriots. He grew up in Walpole, Massachusetts. Folks, I know I'm reaching here. I know I'm reaching. But this is what you do. When you're crazy like Red Sox fans, when you're maniacal and off the wall like Yankee fans, when your owner back in the day sold your best player to the Yankees for a share of a Broadway show called No, No, Nanette, you look for anything to hang your hat on. And you look at these things before the first pitch is thrown, not after the fact. So advantage to Yankees, home field, Yankee Stadium, crowd, everything. Advantage to the Yankees because the Red Sox could have buried them last night. Could have won, should have won that game. Could have, should have, would have. advantage to the Yankees because with the bases loaded, nobody out in the ninth trailing 3-1, they made three quick outs and were beaten 6-2 and even. And they showed the intestinal fortitude to come back last night and win and stay alive. That was a tough game one loss for the Yankees to swallow. You got to give them some credit there. All right. And you got Judge. You got Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge, you know, is a right-handed hitter. He's the most valuable player in the American League. And I want to hear about – I just don't want to hear about Bo Raleigh. I just don't. I mean, it's a nice story, but he's not the MVP. Aaron Judge is 30 doubles, 53 homers, 100-some-odd RBIs, 331 average. I mean – And he played hurt this year. Don't forget he had the torso injury or something. Remember, he missed about 2 weeks. So don't you worry. Aaron Judge is going to be heard from. If not tonight, if the Yankees advance, you're going to hear from Aaron Judge in a big-time way. He is the most feared hitter in baseball, rightfully so. All right, so we got that out of the way. Advantage Red Sox with what? They've beaten the Yankees 10 out of 15 this year. They play well on the road. They're 41-40 on the road. So you got to, you know, they don't get intimidated by the crowd. They're loosey-goosey. They've got a better bullpen. I'm concerned Whitlock, you know, a lot of innings last night, so he's probably a no-go. You know, you hope they can get to Chapman. They got to get to Chapman tighter with the lead, hopefully with the lead. The starting pitchers, nobody really knows, so let's just call that a draw. So, you know, this game is your coin flip. This game is your coin flip. Edge to the Yankees, rightfully so. You cannot deny some of the advantages they possess. But I'll tell you, sometimes you have to really go inside those numbers. You have to go inside those advantages. And when you give them advantage in certain areas, you have to look at the deficit that they have in the bullpen. The Yankee bullpen is very suspect. And here's the big advantage that no one really wants to talk about, but you have to, and that is Alex Cora owns Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone is a nice guy. He hit one of the most memorable home runs in Yankee history against the Red Sox. But can we really be honest? He is a by-the-book, by-the-analytic manager. He doesn't play his gut feeling. And when he took out Max Fried the other night in Game 1 after 6 1/3, he should have had his head examined. It was a panic move, and it jumped up and bit him in the butt big time. It really and truly did. So that's where we stand. Cubs, Padres. We've got the Tigers leading the Guardians 2-1. They're getting now towards, you know, we're coming up on seventh inning stretch time. So we're going down to the wire there. And, yeah, and there's football to talk about with the Rams and the 49ers, which will have no Kittle, no Purdy, no Jennings. And in a word, banged up. Two words, banged up. The Niners are banged up. All right, we'll come back. I'll put a two-minute drill together, and away we go, along with Bailey Peck. We are talking the world of sports, and this is Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back. Don't forget, we have updates across the way, top of every hour, and we got sports in 60 times two with Mr. Brock Hine. Home of Sports Overnight America.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
All right, welcome back, Sports Overnight America. All right, so you think all of this this World Series and postseason nuttiness on my part is bogus? You ready for this? The Detroit Tigers have taken the lead over the Cleveland, Ohio Guardians as catcher Dylan Dingler. Dylan Dingler has just homered for Detroit. He wears number 13, and he's from Massillon, Ohio. Where did Cleveland play? Ohio. Who does he play for? Detroit. I'm just saying, folks. I'm just saying. Now, Dylan Dingler, and if you heard of Dylan Dingler before today's broadcast, give yourself a gold star. I had not heard of Dylan Dingler. He of a .278 batting average, 13 homers, 57 RBIs. Dylan Dingler, 2-1. If that holds up, I'm telling you. All right, San Diego and the Cubs to follow. Boston and the New York Yankees, enjoy it. You've got Thursday night football. We'll break it all down for you on a Football Friday. We might be able to, well, I think he's got a wedding up in Ludlow, Vermont, so we may have to pass on Heinze tomorrow. But here are his picks, top of the hour. He has a lot of fun with that. I steer clear of it, and but Brock does an excellent job, and away we go. So listen to him for all that good stuff with Sports in 60 Times 2. Updates across the hour. We'll get you updated, and we'll give you all the Dylan Dingler, number 13 for the Tigers from Massillon, Ohio. And he comes back to the Buckeye State and puts the Motown Tigers in the lead headed to the late frames. Great job out of you, Bailey Peck. Want to thank Mr. Rodimer, Jeff Rodimer on his outstanding book, Shadows of Glory, on the quirky moments in World Series baseball history. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Stay tuned for more sports talk following the top of the hour updates across the way here on Sports Overnight America. Adios.